Welcome, everybody, to the program. It's the Wednesday version. It's 10 minutes after 5 in the a.m., and we welcome you to be a part of the show. The phone lines are going to be open all day today, 715-845-2155. If you would like to play the part of Chris Conley, who apparently has decided to go AWOL this morning.
Yes, he is on a train heading east.
You know, that's
going
what he says.
Back east.
That's what he says.
Ah.
And I had something specially made up for him today. In the random facts that we do, the five random facts for whatever day it is.
Yeah.
There's a little bit of information about Racehorse, Manowar.
Mm-hmm.
That's part of it. And I had that designed for him. I mean, he's the Racehorse kind of guy.
Right.
And he's not even here.
I'm sure he'll be monitoring. You know, it's easier to monitor from remote locations these days than it was back in the old days.
See,
they have this little thing online where they can click the button and actually listen to it.
I tried to listen while I was on vacation.
Yeah.
And it wouldn't link up.
Hmm.
I don't think it was the problem on our end. Because what problems would we have?
Right, with our computer system. Yeah.
But I think it was a problem with where I was staying. The Wi-Fi was just... Listen, where I was staying, the Wi-Fi sucked. It was one of those problematic Wi-Fis where if you linked up to it, your phone and all your equipment ran slower than if you just tried to do it without it. But over here in the command module,
yeah,
all my buttons are working right
this
morning.
Well, we'll have a discussion about that because one of the things I hit was something I think you did in there. So we're going to have a discussion here in a few minutes,
what do you mean,
son.
What are the things that I did?
We don't want to talk about it on the air. We'll talk about it off the air.
What do you mean? No, are you talking about with the weather? With you screwing up with the weather?
Yes.
No, I put it in where it belongs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
In one place.
No, I put it in all three places. What are you talking about?
We'll discuss this.
No, you got something to say.
In a moment. Did you record a commentary for later?
Yes, I did.
And you put it in one of the places where the weather is supposed to be.
Did I really?
That's what I hit the first time, yeah. Mm-hmm. I didn't want to have this discussion on the air, but
it's okay because the people like to hear the production. Well, then the question comes in then.
Hmm.
What's in the commentary slot that's supposed to be for like at 7:30?
That would be yesterday's commentary, probably. You didn't record anything in there.
Well, yeah, I did.
Unless you put the weather in there. That'll
Who
be
knows?
Interesting when you get the commentary later and the weather report comes out.
And now today's commentary.
We're in favor of the weather.
Well, you know what we'll have to do? We'll probably have to fix that in some way, shape, or...
Okay.
Or
I'd appreciate that.
Or Conley's gone. Screw it. Just do whatever we want to do today.
Oh, brother.
Interesting story in the news. You can find it on our website, WSAU.com. A Wausau woman was caught sending drugs under postage stamps.
Right.
Is going to spend the next 2 years on federal probation.
I had never heard of this drug before. I thought maybe they were sending little tabs of LSD under the stamps, but apparently it's some drug called Suboxone or something. I'd never heard of that.
I don't know. Suboxone.
Yeah.
Suboxone.
I'll have to look that up. I don't know what
that is. It sounds like something that you would get at a Greek restaurant. I love the Suboxone. she was trying to hide strips of this stuff under postage stamps.
Yeah.
And had sent at least three of these letters before. She pled guilty to the charges back in May, was sentenced on Tuesday. Well, you know, you can't be bothered with delivering drugs to the prison in person, you know? I mean, how are you?
You used to have to stuff it in one of your cavities in order to get it into prison, right? Now you can just put it on a postage stamp.
You just mail it in.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, it's
a lot easier.
Listen, I got things I got to do. I can't be bothered with coming by the prison every day to bring you your stash. I'll just mail it to you. You got to give her a little bit of a kudos for being creative. That was a bit creative, you know.
You wonder how they discovered it. Did she not cover it up completely? Was it sticking out from under the stamp or something? It was
probably
too lumpy.
Yeah.
There was probably,
is there
a scan that they do for stuff? You know.
Well, people assume that the agents and the security guards that are there, they just look at it and go, there's a lump under the stamp. That's normal. I'm just going to go ahead and let that. It's not like they're TSA agents. These are people that are really concerned about security, not just drawing a paycheck.
I see.
For the most part. All right, there it is. That's the opening.
A fabulous start to the show this morning. Yeah. We're off and running, man.
Could it get any better?
Hopefully.
WSAU. We'll be back in just a moment. I apparently got to check a few computer files.
Morning.
Hey.
Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Morning. Good morning. Morning.
The United States Post Office. Glad to be of service.
A full dose of the day's events.
The news you need, the issues you're passionate about.
I find that very disturbing.
AM 550, FM 99.9, WSAU.